Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Brauchen is to need. Brauchen, to need. How would you say I need? Ich brauche. How would you say, what do you need? Was brauchst du? You see, in German we don't have du, what do you need? We say, what need you? Was brauchst du? How would you say, what do you guys need? Was braucht ihr? How would you say, what do you, sir or madam, need? Was brauchen Sie? How would you say, I need more time? Ich brauche mehr Zeit. How would you say, we need more time? Wir brauchen mehr Zeit. How would you say, what do you need more time for? Wofür brauchst du mehr Zeit? You see, in German we say, wofür, what for? But we don't say what, we say where, wo. Wo is actually where. But here we express it this way, what for, wofür. So we need the question word wo together with the preposition für. Wofür, one word. Wofür, what for. What for need you more time. Wofür brauchst du mehr Zeit. How would you say, what for do you guys need more time? Wofür braucht ihr mehr Zeit? How would you say, what for does he need more time? Wofür braucht er mehr Zeit? How would you say, what for do you, sir or madam, need more time? Wofür brauchen Sie mehr Zeit? How would you say, I need more time for the task? Ich brauche mehr Zeit für die Aufgabe. For the task, für die Aufgabe. Die Aufgabe, the task. How would you say, we need more time for the task? Wir brauchen mehr Zeit für die Aufgabe. How would you say, I need more time for the report? Ich brauche mehr Zeit für den Bericht. Notice here, den Bericht. The report is actually der Bericht, so masculine, der Bericht. But we say den Bericht here because für is a preposition that triggers always accusative. And we have to use now the accusative endings and articles. And the masculine accusative article is den. So we say für den Bericht, for the report. Ich brauche mehr Zeit für den Bericht. How would you say we need more time for the report? Wir brauchen mehr Zeit für den Bericht. How would you say, you guys need more time for the report? Ihr braucht mehr Zeit für den Bericht. How would you say, I need more time for the project? Ich brauche mehr Zeit für das Projekt. How would you say, I need more time for it? Ich brauche mehr Zeit dafür. You see, in German we say dafür, to point to it, to the report or to the project. Dafür, for it, we say that for or for that. I need more time for that. Ich brauche mehr Zeit dafür. Dafür, one word. How would you say, do you need more time for that? Brauchst du mehr Zeit dafür? How would you say, do you guys need more time for that? Braucht ihr mehr Zeit dafür? How would you say, how much time do you need for the task? Wie viel Zeit brauchst du für die Aufgabe? How would you say, how much time do you need for the report? Wie viel Zeit brauchst du für den Bericht? You see, we say here, wie viel, how many. Or in English, how much, wie viel. How would you say, how much time do you need for the project? Wie viel Zeit brauchst du für das Projekt? How would you say, how much time do you need for that? Wie viel Zeit brauchst du dafür? How would you say, how much time do I need for that? Wie viel Zeit brauche ich dafür? How would you say, I need for that 2 hours? Ich brauche dafür 2 Stunden. How would you say, I need for that 2 days? Ich brauche dafür 2 Tage. How would you say, I need for that 2 weeks? Ich brauche dafür 2 Wochen. How would you say, I need for that 2 months? Ich brauche dafür 2 Monate. How would you say, I need for that 2 years? Ich brauche dafür 2 Jahre. Great! Next time, we'll go through the verb bearbeiten, to edit. Bearbeiten, to edit. Like to edit a text you write. So, here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just 3 simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just 3 simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.